This is Lewis Rogers, founder and CEO of Capital Square Realty Advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Capital Square sponsors tax-advantaged real estate investments. First, Section 1031 exchange programs for tax deferral. Capital Square's 1031 exchange programs use the Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST structure, we have discussed in prior shows. The DST structure has been approved by the IRS and Treasury in a published revenue ruling. Second, Opportunity Zone funds for tax deferral and exclusion of capital gains under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. By investing in a qualified Opportunity Zone fund, investors can defer and permanently exclude capital gains from any asset. Stocks, businesses, other assets, and even real estate, and a real estate investment trust, a REIT as we call it, to acquire apartment communities from the Southeast to Texas for stable income and growth. The first REIT property is in Midlothian, not far from Capital Square's headquarters in Richmond. REITs are an excellent vehicle for regular folks to invest in real estate. And the icing on the cake, REIT dividends are tax favored.
Welcome, James Brunger, to the Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Lewis. Really appreciate being here.
It's our pleasure, James. So what's your role at Capital Square?
So I run sales and distribution and have my hands in a variety of other things. But primary focus is trying to help investors and their advisors find great solutions for real estate investing.
Wonderful. Where are you today?
Today, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, home of one of our future developments, but also an active market for us when we look at acquisitions, really a focus for us in North Carolina.
Raleigh's a state capital, right?
Yeah, along the lines. We love state capitals, as you know, as part of the thesis, very stable. And right at the end of the main downtown thoroughfare, you have the great state capital and all of the goings on that happen around there. So a good, stable environment.
Richmond and Raleigh, state capitals never have a recession. It's a wonderful thing.
It is. Yep. And then a lot of universities here as well, which certainly helped too.
And medical and technology.
A lot of things going on in Raleigh. The excitement is definitely buzzing. I would say only rivaled by Richmond, which obviously very active in that market as well.
Tell us about the product line at Capital Square.
Sure. So tax advantage real estate sponsor. Our product set is focused on 1031 exchange vehicles called Delaware Statutory Trusts. Really kind of our core expertise. We're the second largest syndicator of DSTs for 1031 exchanges. And then in addition to that, we have economic opportunity zone developments, primarily multifamilies. Again, our core markets, southeastern focus, multifamily developments, great tax benefits associated with opportunity zones. And then lastly, we have our Capital Square Apartment REIT, which was recently opened, but really to take advantage of all the benefits associated with a real estate investment trust and what that may be able to provide to our investors. And again, also in some great tax advantages as well.
Super. We'll come back to the REIT in a moment, but what's the most popular investment today?
Currently, Delaware Statutory Trust for 1031 exchanges, DSTs, are flying off the shelf. A lot of demand. The market is maturing, and there's a lot of opportunity. A lot of people looking to move from active to passive management of their real estate. So number one is there. However, the opportunity zone and developments, what we've got going on, really starting to take notice. Some of that tied to where potential tax changes are getting people more focused. Focused on where they can get the best tax benefits. But a lot of it is just real estate investing. There's a lot of great opportunity associated with development. So that is starting to take a life of its own. And those are kind of the two primary, really what's most active today.
Please, if you would, educate the audience on Capital Square's apartment REIT.
Sure. Capital Square Apartment REIT really is the best of what we do as a firm. The CS Apartment REIT is focused on primarily investing in multifamilies located throughout the southeastern U.S., secondary, tertiary market. Markets, the markets that we're really very focused on, we know extremely well, and we have a lot of experience in investing in. Incorporated in that is also our focus in Texas, where we see opportunities associated with investing in housing solutions in Texas. So the REIT itself is organized as a private offering. It is available at this time to accredited investors. It does offer good cash flow, like you would expect out of a REIT. REIT has to pay 90% of their taxable income to qualify as a REIT. So it's really focused on kind of an income and growth story. What we've been able and proven in our experience at Capital Square, investing in these markets for almost a decade now. So really excited to have this as another tool for investors to take advantage of investing with us and what we do best.
Our audience knows Dr. Linneman, PhD from the Wharton School, retired, been on the show. He's a regular speaker on the Walker webcast. And Dr. Linneman calls this the golden age of multifamily investing. That's quite a big statement from someone who has a CV that's about 30 pages long and studied under a number of world-class economists that won Nobel Prizes and things. So what are the key advantages to investing in Capital Square's apartment REIT?
Sure. And although his CV is very long, there's no fluff in there either. I mean, really outstanding. Thrilled to have him as an economic advisor. In the golden age of multifamily investing, he basically just highlights the chronic undersupply of housing solutions in the United States over the last 20 years. As just purely looking at the economics of it, with minor demand increments associated with housing or consistent demand increments, that chronic undersupply creates an incredible opportunity to invest in housing solutions really for the next decade. He continues in that paper to kind of highlight, you know, the access to ready capital from financing in our government agencies, Fannie and Freddie, at a very low cost, and that, you know, lack of supply creates the opportunity for rent growth to be considerate and aggressive, but also be able to provide excellent opportunity to take advantage of, even on the development side, as we talked about, but really over time, it's very difficult to see a situation where multifamily does not work well simply because of that massive undersupply. And even if we spike our building, which I don't see it happening in the near term just due to some of the costs associated with development, we really don't have enough housing solutions in the United States. Specific to the markets that we're focused on, Southeast, it gets even more exacerbated simply because you have population growth that is well above the national average. Jobs, retirements, educational institutions, people are migrating to the Southeast. A lot of it has to do with weather, but also doing to the low cost and the great value that they get by moving to these areas. So, the paper goes in great detail, but it really is a unique opportunity to be able to take advantage of it for the foreseeable future.
It surprises people that demand for apartments significantly outweighs the supply. People are shocked when they go into Scott's Addition in Richmond and they see our cranes and they say, you're building everywhere. Everywhere I look, there's a crane, and yet there's a housing shortage. Can you explain that?
Yeah, people need places to live. Let's be clear, right? As new family households grow, and again, just pure economics and real estate is supply and demand. If you have or no supply, it only takes one incremental unit of demand to create exponential rent growth. In Scott's Addition, as you brought up, where we're building a ton of development, the demand is through the roof. And realistically, the absorption rate, it far exceeds the supply rate. And even if you get to a point where supply outstrips absorption by 10% or so, that just hits equilibrium. That doesn't even get to, you know, an oversupply situation. It really is stunning to me that people, the most basic of economics, supply and demand is what's at play here. And if you don't build for 20 years, you're chronically underbuilding by 30% of the current demand. It takes decades to catch up to that absorption rate and at least to the equilibrium, let alone markets like what we're investing in building in, where there's massive demand just due to lifestyle choices and jobs.
So the demand is strong. And Dr. Linneman cites a stat that shocks people. Nearly half of all U.S. apartments were built before 1980.
Absolutely. Right.
So strong demand, limited supply. It's the golden age of multifamily investing.
And as household wealth has increased, you're not going to move into a 1980, 1976 vintage apartment.
No.
The demand is not only increased, the expectations and the affordability for amenity and amenity-driven lifestyle, both on location and the physical properties themselves, that's what's attracting this massive demand increase and part of why now is a great time. And
Dr. Linneman says America needs 4.6 million more apartments by 2030. So the supply is weak, but the demand is off the chart, in part because of the migration. There's a migration from the gateway cities that's been going on for years and years, or as they say in Boston, as James says in Arlington, years and years.
Years and years.
People have been moving into the Southeast in Texas. There's a great migration. The pandemic accelerated it. They've been going on for years. And the pandemic also showed that apartments are an extremely resilient asset. They're a necessity.
On the gateway city thing and the trend line, you're absolutely, the most stunning thing during the pandemic, I think, specifically the migration patterns that we saw, value, but yet access to cities that have nightlife options and education options and have enough diversity into enjoyment, but at good value, it accelerated. And that acceleration is likely to continue as the work from home environment was accelerated during and because of the pandemic. People have better and more flexibility associated with their living solution than they've ever had. And they're choosing good access, low cost areas that are not necessarily in the heart of gateway cities. So our thesis that we've had for about 10 years has actually played out extremely well, and we will continue it looking forward. We don't really see a slowdown in that thesis.
Low vacancy, strong rent growth, strong demand. And Dr. Linneman, PhD, world-class economist, says that multifamily is an excellent hedge against inflation. In all periods of time, multifamily has done better than every other asset class, especially in inflationary periods.
I think he goes so far, too, to write in any 10-year rolling period. So 10
never years, lost money.
It's never lost money. And you bring it up, you've said it repeatedly, it is a critical need. Housing is a critical need. And it's one that people will pay no matter the economic situation. It's one that they will continue to pay on. And we saw that during the pandemic. So arguably lower risk than most other asset classes. Really also, if you look at the historical returns in multifamily as a real estate asset class, it has one of the lowest, if not the lowest, standard deviation, meaning that your trajectory of returns, the variation of your return profile, is the most muted and the most stable. And that says a lot in addition to what he's talking about as far as the future opportunities.
Capital Square invests in a number of things. We've talked about housing, Class A and Class B multifamily, manufactured housing in Florida, also medical and industrial. But multifamily has a competitive advantage when it comes to the financing that really can't be touched by the other asset classes. And this requires a little footnote. We've talked about 1031 exchanges on virtually every radio show, but under Section 1031, if you have debt on your relinquished property, you must have equal or greater debt on your replacement property. So just a little reminder, when Capital Square is building a DST for 1031 exchange investors, we have to have sufficient debt on the replacement property to qualify for 1031. So James, how is multifamily favored over all the other asset classes when it comes to debt?
Sure. The agencies play a massive part. So really, for lack of a better term, complete liquidity associated in the marketplace due to the fact that the U.S. government is involved. Massive agencies are involved and absolutely the cheapest financing that you can get. Just an example, manufactured housing, you brought it up. You're looking at rates because it's considered the most affordable home ownership option. Manufactured housing communities with the lowest default rate. You're looking, sub 3 in today's world as far as the interest rate environment on 30-year amortization, 10-year fixed rate debt, 30-year fixed rate debt. I mean, really, you can't get money, quote unquote, cheaper anywhere than you can in housing solutions because of the critical need. And incorporate, obviously, I just gave the example of manufactured housing. So very strong. In addition to that, you also see a number of very large institutional banks and insurance companies as they enter into that long date paper. They really like the attractiveness and the security associated with loans against multifamily properties. The more active participants in any debt market, the better the rate, the better for the investors. It's really that simple.
Are you saying Capital Square has been borrowing 10-year fixed rate money in the twos?
We have. And in addition to that, you could also make the argument, and obviously we have heard a lot about inflation in today's world. You could make the argument that that money is at negative real rates, meaning that you're basically borrowing money and investing in real assets that are inflating much faster than any of the rate associated with the debt that you have. So that's a really good position to be in any kind of an investment where you can get a return premium just associated with the inflation of the asset well above your borrowing costs. Really a great environment to take advantage of that, and tons of liquidity in the environment, which is something I just highlighted as well.
Let's get very specific, if you would. Tell us about the REIT's first property.
Sure. So the REIT purchased a property in one of our core markets, Central Virginia, Richmond, Virginia. It's called Sapphire at Centerpoint. This property, Class A, very typical deal for us. Class A, brand new build, an incredible location, well-known developer, and truly a top of the top as far as amenities, both interior unit, as well as in the property itself. And with the demand that we've seen in the area, we've seen really phenomenal rent growth and the ability for us to capture that rent growth in short order. The property is located in an excellent location with great access to amenities that people like, such as easy retail, grocery stores, et cetera, stuff like that. And then also very good access to downtown Richmond itself and any of the working centers as well. For lack of a better term, an excellent deal for us. It's very representative for us as Capital Square, what we do very well in a market we know extremely well. We've been the number one buyer of multifamily in the Richmond metro service area for a number of years now. This property is the core of what we do, and we're really thrilled to have it inside of the REIT. And then most importantly, as the rent growth has accelerated, that hits the earnings of the REIT today. And that really gives it a great basis to be able to provide our independent board of directors the opportunity to take a look at the benefit to investors, which is distributions or redeployment of those earnings in other properties or in other way shapes, other beneficial things to the investor.
Yardi Matrix has reported that Richmond has had some of the highest rent growth in the nation. We are an extremely desirable location for investors, you know, whether they're from abroad or from a distance. Richmond is now a destination for investment dollars. But let's do this. Let's talk about geography. Tell us about the focus on growth markets in the Southeast and Texas.
Sure. It's great to have the attention that Richmond has. It's wonderful for us being so active in that market for a number of years. But the REIT itself and REITs, investors in REITs benefit from diversification. In this case, we're really type specific. And the reason why is all of the thesis that we've already talked about, everything Dr. Lindemann has said about the golden age of multifamily investing. But for us to achieve diversification, we've got to constantly look at markets that would benefit investors as equal, but also take a look at the next growth area of opportunity. Stable market, stable asset class, but where is that outside growth going to come from? Either population increases or a development kind of lack of pipeline and supply. And so we're very active areas such as Chattanooga, Tennessee, very active in taking a look at markets like where I am today in Raleigh, very active in markets where the population,
Atlanta,
very active in Atlanta metro service areas, very active in South Carolina, very active in Texas as well, where we see select opportunities. It has everything to do with that growth and migration of population. Our acquisitions team is amazing and has deep relationships both with developers, brokers, owners throughout the area. So we really have a great idea about what's going on, what kind of properties are becoming available or will become available. It gives us a competitive advantage simply because we know and stay true to those markets. In doing so, when we see great opportunities, the REIT will be first up and have the opportunity to take advantage of it and be able to add and be accretive to it. So just long-winded way of saying, we love the Richmond market. Sapphire Centerpoint has done tremendous things. Thrilled to have that as our first property in the REIT. But it is an active business where we're constantly, you know, reviewing our best markets. These growth markets have outsized population growth. And really the key for us is to also, you know, keep an eye on where that supply pipeline is going to be limited. And we do a ton of work on it. And, you know, hopefully we have another property or two coming up here for the REIT. We're always active and we've got plenty in the pipeline. So
the REIT's buying housing. If you would tell us about Class B value add, why would the REIT want to buy value add properties that are a little bit older?
Yeah. So you pointed out before, as Dr. Lindemann pointed out, 50% of all housing in the U.S. apartments are multifamilies that are 1980 or earlier vintage. We don't necessarily, a lot of that may not be Class B. We like vintages that are really 2000 and above. What you find is there's an opportunity to be able to buy a value add, a B minus, B plus property. So a great property has good earnings, strong earnings, but those earnings can be accelerated by a little bit of investment capital. That a little bit of investment capital expenditures that the REIT may put into a property, you generally might be able to get somewhere between 18 and 25% return on investment and immediate rent growth. And that's really generally tied to just refreshing the units or maybe some of the amenities. Oftentimes, sellers of those properties, they either don't want to recapitalize, they don't want to spend the money, the time, the energy. We're willing to do that. And we have a great track record of doing that as well. It may end up being a little bit less immediate earnings into the REIT on a direct immediate basis, But as we develop that continue the development of the value add, over time, the earnings can be outsized and be very accretive to the REIT as we take a look at a little bit of a longer hold.
This is very interesting. We could talk shop all day, but I'm afraid we are running short on time. Why don't you give us your 2-minute elevator pitch on the Capital Square Apartment REIT before we call it a day?
Absolutely. So Capital Square Apartment REIT, it's a private Reg D REIT available to accredited investors. It's focused on housing solutions in our core markets, southeastern, secondary, and tertiary markets and cities. Class A, Class B with light value add opportunities is the core focus, but we might vary from that by about 20% of the overall portfolio. It has an independent led majority board of directors. We felt that was very important to protect and review the best interests of the investors as a whole. A starting price of $10 a share. However, those early investors who are choosing to come in the first $50 million have sizable discounts associated with their faith and confidence in coming into the REIT very early. It's been popular. We have a great first property in there. We've got other properties lined up to add in there. We keep a very close eye on earnings to make sure that anything that we're buying is accretive, either in the very short run or the very near term to the overall distribution. And the main reason being is that it really is an income and growth. We like to have a distribution that increases over time. We like to have value that increases over time as well, which is really also that growth component associated with what we're investing in. Great opportunity for people to take advantage of it. Dr. Lindemann said it best, golden age of multifamily investing. We're going to try our best to take advantage of that and provide it to our shareholders inside of the REIT.
That is great. Thank you, James Brunger. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Louis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk.
Tax advantage refers to any type of investment that is either exempt from taxation, tax deferred, or that offers other types of tax benefits. Capital Square is a national sponsor of investment opportunities that can provide such benefits via our 1031 exchange and opportunity zone offerings, among others. Lindemann Associates LLC is a consulting and research firm specializing in commercial real estate investment strategy and was compensated by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC for preparation of the Lindemann Report. Securities offered through Wealthforge Securities, LLC, the managing broker-dealer for the Capital Square Apartment REIT, Incorporated, offering in member FINRA, SIPC, Capital Square, and Wealthforge are not affiliated. Consider the risks. An investment in the interests involves substantial investment and tax risks, including without limitation the following risks. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. The economic success of the interests will depend upon the results of operations of the property. Fluctuation in vacancy rates, rent schedules, and operation expenses can adversely affect operating results or render the sale or refinancing of the property difficult or unattractive. The master's tenant's capitalization is supported solely by the cash flow from the underlying tenant lease. The sponsor is not under any obligation to contribute capital to the master tenant. No assurance can be given that future cash flow will be sufficient to make the debt service payments on any borrowed funds and also cover capital expenditures or operating expenses. No assurance can be given that beneficial owners of interest will realize a substantial return, if any, on their investment or that they will not lose their entire investment in the trust. There are various risks associated with owning, financing, operating, and leasing commercial properties in Virginia. The interests do not represent a diversified investment. Beneficial owners must completely rely on the master tenant to collect the rent and operate, manage, lease, and maintain the property. The beneficial owners have no voting rights with respect to the management or operations of the trust or in connection with the sale of the property. There are various conflicts of interest among the trust, the sponsor, the signatory trustee, and their affiliates. The interests are illiquid. There are tax risks associated with an investment in the interests. There are risks related to competition from properties similar to and near the property. There may be environmental risks related to the property. Private placements are speculative. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. These risks include, but are not limited to, the following. No public market currently exists for our shares, and we have no current plans to list our shares on a national securities exchange. We have no operating history, nor do we currently own any properties. This is a best efforts offering, and some or all of our shares may not be sold. We have not yet identified any properties to acquire with the proceeds of this offering. We established the offering prices of our shares, including the early investor discounts, arbitrarily. These prices are unrelated to the book or net value of our assets or to the expected operating income. There is a dilutive effect to investors who purchase our shares after the termination of any of our early investor discounts. We do not intend to conduct a net asset valuation or provide an estimated NAV per share. We may return a portion of your capital if our advisor is unable to quickly identify suitable properties or if such properties do not generate sufficient cash to make anticipated distributions. If we raise substantially less than the maximum offering, we may not be able to invest in a diversified portfolio of properties, and your investment will be more susceptible to fluctuations in the values of specific properties. We have no employees and are dependent upon our advisor, property manager, and their affiliates. Our officers, directors, and the officers and employees of our advisor and its affiliates may have substantial conflicts of interest because they also serve similar programs sponsored by our sponsor. We will pay substantial fees and expenses to our advisor and its affiliates, our dealer manager, and our participating dealers, which may increase the risk that you will not earn a profit on your investment. The income from any of our properties will be dependent on the ability of our property manager to successfully manage such properties. Our rental revenues will be significantly influenced by the conditions of the market in which we operate and by demand for multifamily housing properties generally. If we do not qualify as a REIT, we will be treated as a corporation for federal income tax purposes. Our advisor may face conflicts of interest relating to the purchase of properties, and such conflicts may not be resolved in our favor, which would adversely affect our investment opportunities. We may incur substantial debt, which could hinder our ability to pay distributions to our stockholders or could decrease the value of your investment.